Geology in the late 18th century had been deluged with a rash of comprehensive, but mostly fatuous, theories of the Earth. Extended speculations about everything generated largely from armchairs. When the Geological Society of London was inaugurated in the early 19th century, the founding members overreacted to this admitted blight by banning theoretical discussions from their proceedings. Geologists, they ruled, should first establish the facts of our planet's history by direct observation, and then, at some future time when the bulk of accumulated information becomes sufficiently dense, move to theories and explanations. Darwin, who had such a keen understanding of fruitful procedure in science, knew in his guts that theory and observation are Siamese twins, inextricably intertwined and continually interacting. One cannot perform first while the other waits in the wings. In mid-career, in 1861, in a letter to Henry Fawcett, Darwin reflected on the false view of earlier geologists. In so doing, he outlined his own conception of proper scientific procedure in the best one-liner ever penned.